This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Truly a blessing, because I feel like that's the best D-tackle in the game right now. How quickly he is to grab wrists and elbows, I feel like that comes natural to me. So I feel like our game really shows each other like that. So yes, man.
Derek Harmon, defensive tackle out of Oregon, talking about people comparing him to Chris Jones. And before we discuss him, let's hear from one more kid. Walter Nolan is a defensive tackle from Ole Miss. He was asked what separates him from the others.
I feel like I do everything, man. Like I said, it's kind of hard to find somebody that look like me and do the things I do. So that's all it is.
Got examples of what you do that others can't?
Well, I feel like I get off the ball better than a lot of people. I feel like it's just my versatility. Like, a lot of people probably going to get to the league and play one position. I want to play everything. So
he wants to play all over the line. And both Harmon and Nolan are guys that, according to some, could be available if the Ravens stay at 27. We shall see. The kid from Michigan, is it Grant, is another one that people think could be there if the Ravens stay at 27. So what are you hearing as we are now 3 days away from the draft?
Yeah. I think a lot of these mock drafters, when you see their final mock drafts this week, are going to reflect things we've been telling you on this show for quite some time, that Derek Harmon's going in the top half of the first round, and it's not totally out of the question. It's more like the 10 to 12 range than it is, 16. I think Shamar Stewart, who we've talked about out of A&M, could be the second defensive lineman to Abdul Carter taken in this whole thing. Like, I hear he's in play for Carolina at 8th overall. Walter Nolan is one of the guys that our buddy Bobby D absolutely loves in this draft. He does think he can play all over the D line. He thinks you can play him at outside linebacker in a 5-2 look. He thinks that these teams are different. Some teams, the coaches have more influence than the GMs. And a coach who really falls in love with this kid and his multiplicity, and you look at a guy with that much weight and that much size doing some of the things that they think he's going to be able to do athletically in their scheme. And hey, if we want to run a 3-4, he fits in two spots. Hey, if we want to run a 4-3, he might fit everywhere, at least as a rotational guy to start. There's going to be people who bang the drum for him. Honestly, after talking to a lot of people this weekend, 3 GMs, a couple scouting directors, a head coach, like, I wouldn't be shocked if Walter Nolan is the second D tackle off the board after Mason Graham. I don't know that Derek Harmon waits a whole lot longer into the early teens to hear his name called. And the kid who might drop is Kenneth Grant, just because of his body type, not as much projectable pass rush. I don't know that he gets all the way to the Ravens. I still think he's going in the first round. Yeah, he's the other sort of Michigan kid. Mason Graham from Michigan's going to I don't think he gets past that's, the Jets at 7, something like that. I think he's probably as low as he goes. I think this group is going to be pick through. I even like the idea that there'll be an edge for them. I'm starting to hear a lot of teams in the late teens, early 20s are leaning into grabbing their pass rush there because they do think it falls off a cliff even more than some of the run stuffing, D-tackle stuff does, that they'll wait on some of that. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure that the Ravens won't just decide to take a safety here, because I think, GG, some of that work is going to be done for them. One kid who I think nobody's talking about in the first round, but I do wonder if the Ravens stay there and things fall a certain way, would be TJ Sanders, a D-tackle out of South Carolina, who a lot of people would say is probably a second rounder. But I there's some cultivatable pass rush there, and there's some positional flexibility. He's another kid, can play in odd sets, can play in even sets. There are ways, if you're a little bit creative, to get him in your front seven, first down, second down, third down, again, in a little different role, depending on the situation. Like, I wonder if that's a guy who, if the Ravens don't do it, maybe Buffalo does it. If this group does get picked through in terms of the household names sooner than expected, I wonder if a kid like that ends up making sense. And just too many teams I talked to over the weekend think that the BC pass rusher really fits with what the Ravens do. That might be one where, hey, we can't wait.
As a rocker.
We can't pass. Like, if he gets past the Steelers and some of these other 3-4 teams, even if it's him versus Bates, I wonder if they don't go pass rush, because with where they're picking day two and with them not really wanting to trade up, all things being even, I wonder if they wait, you know, they wait on a safety and take the pass rusher.
Yeah, I was talking, obviously you talk to a lot more people than I do. People I was talking to this weekend kind of feel like, and I know this is more a conversation for next segment, but their suspicion is they go O-line in the first round, which is like just the way they feel like the boards are going to fall. Does that sound like
they something? Could. I just don't know that people feel that once you get past the first four offensive linemen that you're really talking about the kind of sure things that you might normally be thinking about an offensive lineman taken in the 20s.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I talked again. All three of these GMs are picking in the second half of the first round.
Yeah.
They all thought that Bates would be there.
Yeah.
They thought there'd be scenarios where the defense gets picked through in terms of the front seven, and that it could come down to... I'm not Bates, Starks.
Oh, yeah, Malachi Starks.
Starks. It come down to Starks versus the fifth or sixth or seventh best offensive lineman. And in that case, I think it would be Starks. What I'm sure the Ravens will be watching in terms of the safety of it all is, like, the Emanuari kid, I could see even going to San Francisco at 11, and other people I talk to. If he goes that high, then I don't know that Seattle passes on Starks. And then if they're both gone, and there's a run on defensive linemen, and it starts with a guy like Stewart going eighth, right, who maybe not everybody would take eighth, but if they take him eighth, then Walker and Williams, these other guys are going to go. The kid from Marshall's going to go.
Green, yeah.
Then it becomes a situation where, the decision could be made for them. They could be sitting there, and maybe there's only three or four offensive linemen who have gone, and that they might have an offensive lineman who's standing out on their board from a value perspective, and the decision's made for them.
The question is, does the Leopard change its spots, and do they trade up for somebody they value because they know they're not going to drop to them, or do they do what they usually do, and if the board clears, do they trade down?
See, I wonder if it's down to, like, the top two safeties are gone, pass rush pick through. Yeah, there's some run stuffing D tackles we like, but man, we don't want to take that in the first round. Could they trade out and maybe somebody comes in for a quarterback? Now, I will tell you this. I don't think it's out of the question that four quarterbacks go in the first 32. I mean, I had
Milrow.
Multiple people tell me
or Shaw
that they'd be mildly surprised but not shocked. And the point to watch there will be people in this league are convinced that Kellen Moore wants Jackson Dart and not Shedeur Sanders. So if Jackson Dart goes to New Orleans, there's no way that people think Mike Tomlin's passing on Shedeur Sanders if he gets. So 21 would be the floor for him. And then does somebody, the Louisville kid, people either hate him or can dream on him. I don't Tyler know Schell. That it would be for him. Maybe it's for Milrow. But then does somebody say, let me get to 28, 29 and get the quarterback before Cleveland and those guys get a second shot at him day two? And it could even be a Cleveland or a Giants who move up four or five spots to get Milrow there. Or maybe it's the show. Maybe it is Louisville or maybe it's something else. I doubt it. But I would have told you on Friday, no bleeping way, four in the first round.
Yeah.
I would tell you right now.
You're putting some money on
that? It wouldn't
that?
Shock me. I'm not. I don't know. I haven't seen the lines move. If I get 3.5,
yeah.
Everything's still been at 2.5 that okay. I could find. So you get no value for over 2.5.
Sure.
Now, if they move it up to 3.5, I might flirt with the over if it's juiced enough.
Coming up next here on the program, we just talked about some defensive linemen, some edge, some offensive line. So begs the question, any chance, assuming the Ravens stay at 27, it's going to be something other than defense or offensive line for the Ravens? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.